Dr. Patricia Knoll is a counselor who's been working with people for decades. She's also a drug addiction specialist, and she's an acupuncturist. In addition, she's an author of the book, Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. If you listen to this each week and you buy her book, you too can proudly be good with me. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thanks so much. Really appreciate you being here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show. It's on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110, WTIS. The Holy Spirit is here in the room today. I am feeling it, and it is going to continue. I am your host, Pete O'Shea. I got Kathy Curtis with us, and I'm so excited. This is one of our favorite times of the whole week, Kathy and I. We look forward to this all week. We know you're going to be here. Dr. Patricia Knoll comes with us every Wednesday from 5 to 5:30. Her segment, again, is called Good With Me. It's about her book, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. We've covered it over the last couple of weeks as she's begun with us. We talked about life inside the box. I told him earlier about how you reminded us we get stuck in the box, but then the directions on how to get out of the box are written on the outside of the box, and so we can't get there. And the two esteems, where we have self-dependent esteem and other-dependent esteem. Also, the four attachments, the need for approval from others, the need to look good, which obviously I failed at, the need to be right, the need to control the outcome. And so that makes the thinking starts to happen, Doc. I want you to pull that mic up a little closer to you. All right, we talk about this. I want to go back on this when we get started with them. It's that thinking, that stinking thinking, those thoughts that we put in our head that winds up causing all the stress, causing all the problem, and it creates the feeling of who we are. It's what makes that bad self-esteem occur, isn't it?
Yes, it's most of us don't realize that the way we're feeling just doesn't happen by accident. It starts with a thought. And we don't know that the feeling doesn't happen by accident because we don't realize we're doing the thinking. So that's what I really want to just reiterate to everyone out there listening, is that we've got to learn to pay attention to the thought that we're having, because the thought then creates that feeling. That feeling doesn't come from anything else other than that thought that you're having.
And so again, we kind of do it to ourselves. It's a self-inflicted wound, basically, where we're putting ourselves behind the eight ball. And we talked about it last time, how stress is literally killing us, right? It's literally killing us. And we do it to ourselves. We stress ourselves out because of these thoughts, right?
We do. Something happens. We have a thought about it. And if that thought is one that says, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening, then we just think ourselves right into feeling stressed, and then we behave that way. Because once we feel stressed out, then we're going to behave like we're stressed out.
So we literally manage to create our own stress. We think something, it's not even real, but we think it almost into existence because we just like focus on it and get so believing that, oh my God, this is going to happen, and I'm going to lose my job, or I'm going to lose that, or this is going to happen to me. None of those things are in reality, but they're stuck in our head, right?
That's right. And we're living through it as though it is happening.
Wow. So exactly. So then you wind up getting caught in a loop, right? That's what you say to people all the time. You're caught in a loop. And sometimes it could be a good loop if your things are going well. But based on what we were just saying just now, it's a bad loop that you can't get out of,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a negative one. It's a stressful one. And we just keep looping around. We have the thought, we have the feeling, the behavior, and that creates another thought, another feeling, another behavior, another thought. And so somewhere in that process, we have to say, stop, wait.
Phenomenal thinking, right?
Yeah, we have to have phenomenal thinking. So again, you have to, this is what you do with people. This is what the book is about. This is what you're counseling about, is getting them to first identify that they're doing this thinking, that this loop has been created by their thoughts.
Correct. Absolutely.
And then it's about, okay, let's take this next steps one at a time, right? One of the next steps and one of the next parts of chapter 14 in your book of part one is don't manage the damage. What does that mean?
That's right. Once we're stressed, the damage has already been done. And what are we doing as a society? We're going around doing all this stress management. We have, you know, we spend millions and millions of dollars every year on managing our stress.
Yeah.
And so what I say is, why manage the damage? Because it's already been done. The minute we think ourselves into being stressed, the damage is already done. Do we really want to damage something or manage something that's going to kill us?
No.
No.
So we're just feeding into it when we do that. When we quote-unquote manage or attempt to manage the stress, when you get one of those stress balls, now you're just making it worse, right? You're not really doing anything.
Right.
You're not managing the damage at all. You're perpetuating the damage.
Right, because you're just owning it, and you're saying, oh, there's nothing I can
do about it.
You're
owning it. That's the key to it. You're owning it. You're saying at that point, yes, this is it, and I am it, and I am Mr. Stressful, and here it comes, and look out, right?
And life is stressful, and that's just the way it is, and that's the way we go through life.
Wow. So a key to that is, again, don't try to manage that damage. Again, don't, just like Doc always says, and I know you say it too, don't treat that symptom in front of you. Let's go to the underlying cause. Let's find out what caused it.
Let's get to the root of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the root of it is, I am thinking a stressful thought, which is why I'm feeling stressed.
Wow.
So we've got to pay attention.
Did you guys hear her say that out loud? You thought a bad thought, and that's how the stress was created. It isn't the stress you think is coming from the outside world. It isn't the stress that you think is coming from somebody else. It's coming from you. From your own stress is coming from you.
That's right.
But wow. But you work really hard with people to get them to understand that and then undo that stinking thinking, right?
That's right. That's right. And I will admit, Pete, it's easier said than done, you know, but first we have to start with the knowledge. We have to know that that's what we're doing to ourselves. And we have to know that we are doing the thinking. And once we know that, now we can start to pay attention to it, and now we can do something to change it.
Well, that's right, because again, we've been doing it for so long. It's so ingrained. It's so hard to overcome a thing we've been doing for, in my case, half a century, right? You've been thinking that way for half a century. To undo that in a short period of time is unrealistic anyhow, and that's why you can't do it alone. We need your help to do this.
Right.
Yeah.
We have to have someone show us what it is that we're doing and what we can do differently and how we can do it differently. And that's what Good With Me is all about.
Right, because you mentioned last week, we were talking about, you know, thinking makes it so, and so you think. When we covered those two chapters, you were talking about how, again, we're not even aware that that's what we're thinking, that that's what we're doing. It's happening on almost a subconscious level, and it's happening without our daily awareness. We're not stopping ourselves going, wow, do you remember what I just thought? Did you see what I just thought? We're not doing that. And so that's what helps to perpetuate that lack of even understanding or comprehension that the thinking exists allows that loop to begin and keep going, right?
Right. We don't pay any attention. So the conditioning that we've had for years and years for some of us just takes over. And it just runs the show without us even knowing it. And then we say, oh, poor me. I'm stressed to the max. I can't believe this is happening to me. And we get caught in being the victim. But who's victimizing us? We are.
Mm-hmm. Wow. When you think about that out loud, guys and girls, don't you go, holy cow, she's right. That's what I've been doing. I'm victimizing myself all this time. And I'm living inside a box that I created for myself.
Absolutely.
Wow. But again, this is why I want you to go with goodwithme.com and get this book, okay? And get it for somebody else too. As you now heard this and you're like, this is a gift. I gotta have this. You know a lot of other people that are struck in the box too, you know? So get a couple of copies of Good With Me and give it out as a gift to somebody. Make it the best present you ever gave somebody. Because I'm telling you, you don't have to live this way anymore, right? They don't have to live that way
they
anymore.
They don't have to. It's a choice at this point in time. Now you know that you don't have to. So if you choose to keep doing it, that's on you.
Right. Once you have the conscious awareness that it's your stinking thinking that is getting you in that loop, that is causing the stress, that it was making everything fall apart, that is destroying your self-esteem and destroying your capability of loving yourself and being cool with yourself and being good with me, now it's on you if you want to keep doing it after that.
Right. And you know the hardest part of this, Pete, is taking ownership of, I am thinking this way. This is what I'm doing. Because we have been so conditioned to blame everyone and everything for anything that happens to us.
You know, I want to tell you something real quick before we go to break. Last week, I said to you, I did my homework, and you had asked me, what is it that makes me happy? Yes. And I said, it's when I'm up on stage and I'm telling jokes and people are laughing. And you said to me, and it really did, it was awakening for me. You said, that's other esteem. That's dependent esteem.
That's right.
And I went, whoa, she's right.
Yeah, and most of us don't want to have that.
No, and not only did I not want to have it, I didn't even understand that, okay? Let me tell you something. And that really hit me to the quick, Doc. It really did. I really thought about that. In fact, that whole night I was thinking about it. And then that Friday I had a comedy show that I did for homeless veterans. And I want to tell you something. I looked at the whole thing differently for the first time.
Wow, good for you.
And I didn't do it because I wanted them to laugh. I did it because I wanted to serve them. And I wanted to be good to those guys that had done good to us. And I didn't care about what I got out of it. I only cared about what they got out of it. And it was a whole different experience for me to do the show that night.
That's right, because you weren't in that place of, I have to look good for them. I have to be right for them. I have to get their approval.
First time in my entire adult life, I didn't care about those things. I'm honest with you, okay? I always did.
It.
That's always what mattered to me. But because what you said resonated with me, for the very first time in my life, I got up on a stage and I did a show and I didn't think about any of those things. And all I cared about was they were homeless veterans and I wanted to take care of them for the service they had done for me.
And did you experience the freedom?
Oh, yeah. It felt so good. It felt so unbelievably good, that show. It really did. I felt so awesome. And I stuck around with the guys afterwards, and we were hugging and laughing and with each other and everything. And I kept thanking them for their service. And it just was pure, and it was real, and it was really free. It was so freeing. I felt so good. I could have flown home from Hudson. I could have just floated back, you know. All right, well, maybe not. Everybody's looking at me going, maybe not floated, but I could have, you know. You know what I'm saying? But it really was awesome. And I want to thank you for that. You freed me on that one for sure.
It's just a pleasure. It's just a joy. I'm so glad to hear you say that, because the freedom is in just being able to be real without worrying about what everybody else is thinking.
The freedom for me even now is admitting this on airwaves and saying that, listen, this is who I was all my life, you know, but I'm willing to tell you guys this for the very first time in my life. I did comedy not for me. I didn't do it for me, and I didn't care whether I got the laughs or not. I just wanted to do it in the pure joy of it.
And I'm going to tell you that you're going to be better than ever at comedy, because now you're free to just be comedy instead of always having that thinking going on, am I doing it right?
I don't need it for the approval. I don't need it for the approval. I just need it because it's God's gift and I'm using it to share. And that I got out of Good With Me, a simple approach to real happiness from the inside out. And you can get it also. So go to goodwithme.com, get a copy of the book, get a copy for some friends, give it out as your Christmas presents this year, because I'm telling you, it's the gift that keeps on giving. We're going to take a break. We come back. We've pretty much finished part one. We're doing an overview. Then we're going to go back later on afterwards, guys, week in and week out, and we're going to drill down on some of these parts. But we're going to start hitting part two, which is, how did I end up in my box? How did I get there? We'll talk about that when we come right back. I love you and I love Jesus.
For the best landscaping and lawn care, call Dave Smith at Smith & Sons Landscaping in Clearwater. Licensed and insured, Smith & Sons have been servicing Pinellas County for over 20 years. Family-owned and operated, there is no job that's too big or too small. For a free estimate on beautiful landscaping, hedges, bush trimming, or tree trimming, call Smith & Sons at 727-480-2600 or visit their website at sslawns.com. All our work is guaranteed. Call 727-480-2600. Call today.
Patricia Knoll, you're on a mission to help everybody be good with me. What does that mean?
That means I'm redefining self-esteem so everyone can feel good about who they are.
And how do you do that?
I do that with individual and group counseling, with a webinar, with online courses, and also with the book, Good With Me.
We got to get people to understand, they actually pay attention to the fact that they're actually thinking bad thoughts, right?
That's right. Most people are thinking negatively about themselves and they don't even know it. So it's just running their lives.
So once you get them to notice that in counseling, then you can get them to learn how to
see what they're thinking and then change it
and learn how to have fun doing it, right?
Absolutely. It's all about the fun.
You can practice being good with me, and if you want to be good with me, then I want you to call Patricia Knoll at 727-424-1270. Again, that's 727-424-1270, or
go to goodwithme.com.
Final arrangements. Are you prepared? If not, call Wayne Bright at Wilson Funeral Home in Tampa. Wayne and his staff can assist you in planning all of your prearranged funeral needs. They offer traditional and non-traditional funeral services with available cremation and can even handle any shipping you may require. They are conveniently located at 3000 North 29th Street in Tampa. Call Wayne today at 813-248-6125. That's 813-248-6125. Or visit our webpage at wilson-funeralhome.com. Wilson Funeral Home. You're not just our client, you're our boss.
Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center has moved into a new state-of-the-art facility in Largo. Their 7,000 square foot office has an urgent care facility and features massage and chiropractic care, hormone pellet procedure room, comprehensive and individualized weight loss programs, new IV therapy room with an executive work area complete with Wi-Fi and high-def TV movie area. Dr. Tracy Linhart provides a one-stop shop and practices full functional and integrative medicine. She's board certified in emergency medicine and an advanced fellow of the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center, 1120 Belcher Road South, Suite 2 on the west side of Belcher, just south of East Bay. Visit them online at peaksofhealth.com or give them a call today, 727-826-0838. peaksofhealth.com, 727-826-0838. Reach your peak today.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show. It's on Inspiration AM 1110, WTIS. I'm your buddy Pete. I got my pal Kathy. We're in the middle on the board. We're in the middle of a good with me with Dr. Patricia Nolan. We just had this total big freeing moment for me where she really helped me, guys. It made me realize all my life I'm doing comedy just for my own good, for my own self-esteem, to try to please people, to try to working hard to try to get approval, to try to feel like I was worthy or something. And it really isn't about that. And because the way she shared that with me last Wednesday here on the show, I had one of the best comedy shows of my life this Friday where I just really did it for the pureness of doing it.
That's
it.
Awesome.
Was just such an amazing thing. So this book is amazing, and you really do need to go get a copy. Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. You go to goodwithme.com, and you can also find out about her counseling services. You can also find out about her drug addiction that you need if you need help with that. And again, she's an acupuncturist as well. Is there anything you don't do, Doc? Are you also like a dancer and a relief pitcher and a swimsuit model too? What do you do?
I want to learn how to dance.
You want to? We're working
okay.
on that. We're working on
All
that
right.
for you. All right, now let's get into part two of the book, okay, where it starts out with the question, how did I end up in my box? So what do we mean by that?
Well, we end up in the box because of the thinking that we do. It's our thinking that gets us there. It's the negative thinking. It's what we learned growing up. It's how we've learned to think of ourselves, see ourselves. That's put us in that box. It's just years of conditioning and negative thinking.
So again, it's years, you say, okay?
Yes.
It's this conditioning that happens. And we're so not aware of it. And all of a sudden, you look up and you're so unhappy in your life. You're so unhappy with yourself. And you have no way to get out of that. You feel like you're totally suffocated, stuck literally inside of a box.
Right. We're unhappy. We don't like who we are. We probably have picked up a few addictions along the way. And finally, we just resign ourselves to, this is as good as it gets, so here I am.
I went from one addiction to the other all throughout my life. First it was drinking, then it was drugs, then it was food. In between was gambling, was a little bit in there also.
I'm right with you.
You know, and I just went, and I went right one from the next, okay? Mm-hmm. I had a $200 a week Snapple habit going for a while, okay? Because that's what it takes. I mean, I really, seriously, I was walking around drinking them in brown bags with straws going, wait a minute, this, I don't need this, what am I doing? chapter 15, The Two Happies. What do we mean by that?
Well, there are two happies. One happy is that I think that you're going to make me happy, or having the right car, the right house, the right things is going to make me happy, or the right degree, the right job, the right anything will make me happy. So we become very dependent. And then the other kind of happy is because I have this other dependent esteem going on and I'm dependent upon approval from others, I fake being happy.
Wow, which is all goes back to what we started with, kind of the theme for the show today is, again, that those thoughts create the feelings and then you get caught in the loop. And that's what happens.
Yep.
And you actually fake yourself out to believe you're happy when you're not happy at all. But you actually mind game yourself into believing it, right?
That's right. Unhappy people are people who are not happy with who they are.
Wow.
Period.
Wow. And this is straight up. Now, no more playing around, guys and girls. All right, you can keep fooling yourself all day long, and you could try to fool the rest of the world, but isn't it enough? Aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Haven't you had enough of just not liking yourself and not being happy with your own life and knowing your life has absolutely no joy to it whatsoever, no happiness? This is the time to do something about it. You need to reach out to Dr. Noel. You need to get this book. You need to listen every Wednesday when we talk about this, because we're going to help you with this. Unhappiness, that's the next thing we want to talk about. So unhappiness, you talked about that initially. So when the two happies, one is you're happy and independent, the other is you're unhappy and you've manifested this false happiness. So that's what happens. That's the price of this other dependent need, right?
That's right. That's right. It's faking it. And, you know, we've all heard the fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that it doesn't work.
It definitely doesn't work.
We never make it.
And that facade that we put up in faking it, mm-hmm. you just said it to me a minute ago, that's a lot of work.
It is.
It's a ton of work to keep that up. And it's work that's a waste of energy, because that work is getting you nowhere. It's actually making, it helps perpetuate that loop.
Because we can't, I always say we can't kid a kidder. We can't hide from ourselves. And we know deep down in our heart of hearts that we're not okay with ourselves. We don't fool ourselves. There isn't enough alcohol on the planet to hide that. Not enough drugs, not enough junk food, not enough gadgets and toys and you
name
it. Yet
we deny that those are the things that we're doing. We deny we're self-medicating. We deny we have an addiction. All right, for the longest time, the first intervention that was held in my behalf to get me to stop drinking, I was 16 years old. And people already have an intervention for me.
Yes.
Okay, and I laughed at them. I drank through it.
Oh, I get that. Okay. Totally. I've been doing this a long time, as I said, 26 years. As a
what were you, like three when you started?
Oh, yes, thank you. And and the average age that we start drinking is 9 years old.
Yeah, that's about right. By sixth grade, I was really proficient at it. By eighth grade, I could have been on the Olympic drinking team.
And why?
Because we were masking our own problems. We didn't want to deal with stuff. We were using it as a medication, self-medication, mm-hmm. to avoid reality.
Because you didn't think you were good enough.
Correct.
You had to live up to somebody's standards, and they weren't yours. But where did they come from? From our parents, from our teachers, from society, from somewhere. Someone said, if you do this, then you're good enough. And if you aren't that, then you aren't good enough. And we bought into it. And that's the other dependent esteem that comes from living in an other dependent society.
You know, you are so right about it. This book really is a simple approach to show everybody A, B, C. Look, this is what's happening. This is how it happened. And then here, now here's what we're going to do about it.
Exactly.
You know, and that's why you've had so much success over the course of your careers with people, because it really is a straightforward approach. You're not playing a whole bunch of new way fangled games with us here. Straight story. Here's what's going on. Okay. Again, the next chapter. I don't have an addiction, do I? We live that. We live that. Okay. I lived that all my life. I don't have an addiction. There's absolutely nothing wrong with me, Doc. I'm fine.
Exactly. We're not going to own that. Mm-mm. As long as we can get away with it, we will not own it.
But again, it's that first step of owning it, like you said a minute ago, when it comes to the thinking also. That's the first step towards getting better.
That's right.
When you finally admit it. And I used to even do jokes about it in my act. I would say, you know, it's time to quit drinking when you go to wipe something off your shoulder and it's the floor.
Right.
That's when you know it's time, you know? So again, I couldn't even take that seriously. I even mocked my own admission of my drunkenness, you know? We
absolutely,
do that.
Absolutely, to justify it.
Yeah.
And to make it okay.
And to make it that's always been my defense mechanism. I'll make a joke about everything, okay? Because
sure.
I don't know how to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. So that's really my overall number one addiction.
Absolutely.
Is I'm a jokeaholic. Hi, my name is Pete, and I'm a jokeaholic. Wow, I'm also a hot dog-aholic. Those 7-Eleven ones that drive me crazy, but that's here nor there. So again, this is all part of this part two about how we ended up in the box. And then what's the problem? You know, people don't even want to deal with it. They don't even know they have a problem. What's my problem? They say, well, I don't know. What's my problem? I don't know. What's my problem? They don't know.
Because here's what we're doing. Even as professionals, we're treating the symptom of the problem and not the real problem. The symptoms of the problem are the alcohol, the junk food, the gambling, the shopping too much, and all the things that we've just been talking about for the last few minutes. Those are symptoms of the problem. And what most of us have been doing is treating the alcoholism or the drug addiction or the food addiction or the addiction to being a jokeaholic, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And instead of what is the real problem?
Yeah.
The real problem, get down underneath the symptom, is I don't feel good about who I am, and I don't want you to know it.
Wow. So, boys and girls, that's why, once again, I cannot urge you more strongly. Go to goodwithme.com. Order a copy of this book, Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. Email Dr. Noll. Go and be a client of Dr. Noll. She's an awesome counselor, a drug addiction specialist. She's an acupuncturist, an author, and a speaker, and so much more. And she is on a mission. This is her vocation. This is her life's journey to help you to be good with me. And she can do it. I'm telling you, she can. She's already helped me, and it's only been a couple weeks. I can't believe what you've already done for my life, Doc, and I can't thank you enough for it. And I can't thank you for coming on and sharing with us again each Wednesday. It just means everything to us that you're here as part of this team.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, goodwithme.com. Get the book. It'll change your life.